I'm Maura Bennett with Colorado Ag Today. U.S. officials are pleased that the government of Vietnam has agreed to resume imports of American Distillers Dried Grains, or DDGs. While Colorado does not rely heavily on exports of DDGs, the Colorado Corn Growers Association says it is still very good news for their bottom line.
You know, we as a state are not a big exporter of corn at all, just because so much of it's consumed here in the here locally. But for trade in general, it absolutely, you know, where there is potential for corn and, you know, in this case with Vietnam reopening its doors to DDGs, you know, that makes a huge impact on demand for the U.S., which therefore, you know, has an impact on the price that our farmers get. You know, as you know, prices for corn have been, you know, as low as they've been for some time now. And so, the corn price that the farmers here in Colorado get is that's still very much based on the Chicago Board of Trade. And so anytime we have a reopening of a door for demand abroad, that's good for the price of corn here in the U.S. and certainly good for our farmers.
In December 2016, Vietnam suspended imports of U.S. DDGs after quarantine pests were reported in U.S. shipments. Before the suspension, Vietnam was the third largest market for U.S. DDGs, with exports valued at more than $230 million in 2016.
I'm Maura Bennett. Thank you for listening to the Ag Information Network of the West.